Kuduro music, which is kind of having its moment in the hipster spotlight right now, actually is very African dance music. The roots go back to the late 80s in Angola, when some DJs there started taking traditional Angolan rhythms, which typical for West Africa, are pretty complicated, and mixing them with kind of more straight-up beats that you would find in soca or calypso. Kuduro music is really all about the dance floor, kind of shake your booty. And in fact, Kuduro, the word, is a slang term for that. One group has now kind of emerged and gone international with this music, and they are called Baraka Som Sistema. They sample different elements of African music in their songs while maintaining this kind of hardcore Kuduro beat. Good case in point is the song we're hearing now called New Africans Part 2. They'll take a sample and kind of intersect it with the beat, use it to punctuate the song in different ways, but they never get far away from that 4-to-4 Kuduro beat. Being a fan of African guitar music, I happen to like another song they do called General, which incorporates some really beautiful acoustic guitar music. The very best is something different. It's a little more of a one-of-a-kind collaboration. It's a DJ named Eso Mwamwaya from Malawi and two DJs. And what they do, a little different from the Kuduro sound, each song is kind of driven by a sample or two melodically, and they kind of put it together and it give it sort of this African feel with Asos singing or rapping. Really nice case in point is this song that actually uses an MIA rhythm that's very popular called Paper Planes, which in fact is in turn derived from a song by The Clash. It's called Tenga Zako. There are a number of bands in the States these days who've become inspired by African music. Maybe one of the most high-profile is Vampire Weekend. They do a song called Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa, which has a very West African dance band feel. And Asaw and the Very Best decided to do their own take on it. Sort of a case of taking back the music. Here are these American guys doing this African-style song. Here's this guy from Malawi doing his own version of it. To me, there's a kind of parallel with what happened when Nirvana broke out. And indie rock kind of took off, and it became sort of a hope and a sense of possibility for musicians that, wow, you know, maybe we really could make it doing this music. And the same thing is really happening in sort of multicultural dance music. Yeah.
nyimbo imene indaimba ndi anyamata vampire weekend anyamata ku America kuti ku Africa maganiza kuti mina kana ku America saimba kwa saiyai komaya yamaimba vampire weekend
mira nikanga chepe.